The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Shout your name. We give praise to your name. Thank you, lover of our souls. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, eternal God. We praise your name. We bless you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your commitment to man. We exalt your name, O God Almighty, for your faithfulness to us. We bless your name, Jesus. For your unfailing love. You are never tired. Never tired of loving. We give glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your graciousness. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you for your presence in this meeting. We exalt your name, O God, for how you have manifested yourself, how you have showed yourself in this meeting, how you will still show yourself. We bless your name. It is evidence of your love. Evidence of your love. Your presence is so real. It's so tangible. It's tangible. The Lord Jesus is here in His tangibleness. We exalt Him. We bless Him. We bless Him for His love. Hallelujah! We appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you for gracing this meeting graciously. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your mercy for tonight. Thank you, God, for your help tonight. You will help me, Lord Jesus. You will help me. Without you, I can do nothing. Lord, I commit tonight's meeting to your hands. Help me, Lord, to speak as I ought to speak. Help me to speak as your oracle. Put words in my mouth to speak. And let me see, speak it as I ought to speak. In the name of Jesus, let your children be blessed. Let everyone be blessed. Let everyone be impacted. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this theme of this program. It's in line with what God wants to do, what God is doing, and what God is emphasizing in these days. Amen. We're in a season where what we have been learning, God wants us to embody it. The essence of the gospel is that men and women will embody the content of the gospel. That's the reason for the gospel. The gospel has got content. The gospel has what He wants to achieve in us. Amen. The gospel has what He wants to do in us. And the essence of preaching is for men and women to embody the gospel. So Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is a faithful and the true witness, is the first man to embody the gospel, the content of the gospel. He's the very first man. He embodied it. He became a witness of it and is raising other men, other women to come and become. The gospel is the tool for making a man a witness. The content of the gospel is a tool for making a man a witness. So the gospel is not meant to just for us to just hear it and feel good. The gospel has a mission. The gospel has an intention. The gospel has a purpose. It's for men to, the gospel has something inside, has content. Hallelujah. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians chapter 1. There are things in the gospels. There are things that make up the gospel. It's called the good news. Hallelujah. It has content. It has content. And that content is meant to be emptied into man. Hallelujah. Is what God promised man. Amen. The only promise that God has for man is the promise of the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother. Yes. Say, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. The gospel of God. Separated unto the gospel of God. So the content of the gospel is God. God is the content of the gospel. And Paul, what a blessing. Paul was separated unto the gospel of God. What is there about the gospel of God? Look at it. Which he had promised afore. God promised his gospel. Which he had promised afore by the prophets in the holy scriptures. He promised his own gospel by his apostle, according to what? Which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made. You know, one thing I love when I'm hearing, when we are talking about Jesus, he didn't just drop from heaven. He was made. So he was made a faithful and what? And true witness. He was made. He didn't just drop down from. So there is hope for every man that you can be made. Most especially when what made him is the promise that the promised man. Hallelujah. Amen. What made him is what the promised man. Amen. So if God could, you see, one thing, good, beautiful thing about God is that God is a maker of God. God makes God. Can you imagine? He makes God. Did he not say concerning his son, thy throne, oh God? Who made him God? God made God. What kind of technology is that? God made God. And he can still make more. Hey, hallelujah. 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 Let's go back to that Romans. Hallelujah. Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Yes. And declared to be the son of God with power, according to the spirit of what? Holiness. By what? From the dead. Who raised him from the dead? Who raised him from the dead? Did he raise himself? God raised him from the dead. So God, he demonstrated in our Lord Jesus what he wants to do to every man. What God wants to do to every man is what he demonstrated in his son, Jesus Christ. And God is so passionate about it. He's so concerned about it. And he wants us to be as passionate as he is about. That is our life vocation. To be made, to be raised a witness. Paul made us to know when Jesus appeared to him in Acts chapter 26, to let us know what he wants to do. He appeared to Paul. He said, but rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee For this purpose. For this purpose I appeared unto you, Paul. 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 Paul, a human being. Paul, a persecutor of the church. Killer of brethren. I have appeared unto you for this purpose. One purpose. This purpose. To make thee what? A minister. And a witness. Of the things which thou hast seen, and what of those things in the which I will what appear unto you. I want to make you what? A minister, and I will make you also a witness. So we could see in the lifetime of Paul, he was committed to being a witness, even more than being a minister. Paul was so committed to being a witness. He was not just preaching, ministering, which is very important, because people have to preach for people to hear. How shall they believe if they don't hear? How shall they hear if there is no what? Preacher. So there has to be preachers. But plus preacher, plus those who are hearing, we have one purpose. To become witnesses. So Paul, you could see in his life pursuit what he was really after. He was not after being the frontline minister. He was not particular about being all those things that Satan makes us to crave for in ministry. He was not particular about being a successful minister. He was not particular. And it was evidenced in his life by the time he was going. The same way Jesus said, I have finished the work that you sent me to do on earth. Paul, a human being, a human being, a human being. He said, I have what? Finished my course. And we know that course is not preaching. So Paul must have attained. He must have, because he knew the course. Jesus Christ described the course to him. I have appeared to you to make you a minister and a witness. So when he was saying, I finished my course, he understood what he was saying. I became a witness. Give it to me. That's Timothy. Yes. I have fought a good fight. So in becoming a witness, we've got fight to fight. You've got what? You know, he told Timothy, he said, fight a good fight of faith. Lay hold. You can't lay hold on eternal life without fighting. You must fight. What are you fighting? You fight yourself. You fight spirits. Spirits, we want to use what they have planted inside us to rob us of eternal life. Amen. You fight yourself. You fight your life to lay hold. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal. Whereunto thou hast been called and hast professed a good profession. Before many witnesses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This is a man. If it is only Jesus that said it, give me Jesus' own. John chapter 17. I have glorified thee on earth. So this is the way to glorify God. You don't say, we glorify your name in all the earth. Glorify your name in all the earth. Glorify your name. glorify your name. You can't be singing that song and living for something else. The way to glorify God is the way Jesus did, by finishing the work that God gave him to do. I have glorified your name on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have finished the work. I finished it. And that work, we know that work is not the work of healing the sick, raising the dead. He did all those ones. Because if that is the work, he won't have said to those people who came to him and say, Lord, in your name, we casted out demons. See, that's another work. In your name, we did what? We need to differentiate between works. There are works and there are works. What we glorify God, the Father, is a different kind of work. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. You know, this is what qualifies you to be a big man of God. Abi, big man of God, pass this one. You know me, I didn't grow up in Lagos. When I got to Lagos, I started seeing Orishirishi, all manner of big men of God. The first one that shocked me was, he's a man of God. I said, really? I said, what makes him a man of God? I said, he can cast out demons. Eh? I said, man of God. Thank God. Thank God for the training of milk. It was inside milk they taught us to cast out demons. And we're casting out demons, with precision, self. With precision. These are things, what I really want to bring out today is that there are allocations of the God. God is measured. You can't come to God at once. There are things that you must be given to, you must be fed with, and you must participate in them and bring forth fruit of that allocation. So you understand? Thank God, though. Me, I always say it, though. Don't mind me. I always say it, though. Thank God I drank milk very well. Momo milk, ibaje. Me, oh, that I didn't just drink it. I brought forth fruit of milk. They taught us very well. Faith towards God. That allocation, you need to do well there. So that nobody messes you up. Kilonjebe. Those were elementary teachings. These signs shall follow them that believe me. It's not these signs shall follow big men of God. You don't even need to be anointed. These are proper teaching. Good teaching. They teach us and then they throw us into the field. We ourselves say, when they teach you finish, you throw yourself into the field. We were well taught. It's good to take milk very well. If not, you'll be messed up. You will be messed up. Well taught. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They shall what? Speak with new tongues. If you are not a big man of God and you are speaking with new tongues, why will casting out demons make you a big man of God? Because they are all in the same category. They shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. His signs shall follow them that believe. It's a beginner sign. It's not meant for big men of God. It's not meant for his signs that follow them that believe. Once you are born again and they teach you very well, there's something teaching does. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. They taught us those things, Pastor. And we didn't just sit down with it. A lot of people sat down with it. They didn't put it into practice. They didn't cooperate with it. So they didn't see what others that learned together with them saw. I want to help people tonight. You know, all my orgas, they have brought big, big revelation. Or I listened to some of them. Very massive, big revelation. And I thank God for them. I listened and I was blessed. And I learned. I want to come down. Because I know all of us are not at that level of big revelation. Some of us can still be swayed with doctrines of demons. If life becomes tough. If life becomes tough, somebody can sell to you that you just go to deliverance somewhere. I lie. When things become desperate. When things become desperate. We all face it. Because these things, these are things that you are going to fight and meet on the way. Eh? Real life issues. Real life issues. In the time of my passion, when I was struggling to have a child, I was faced with these life issues. The physician that was handling me looked at me, looked at my case and said, "Madam, come to our church." Say, "Come and pray fire prayers." Jungle don't mature. And this is a woman who wants a child. Say, "Come and pray fire prayers." I said, "Fire prayers." I said, "I'm a pastor." My husband, I'm a pastor that is coming to pray fire prayers. Come and pray fire prayers. You know what childbearing is to a woman? You must know what you believe. If not, you will yield. I said, "No, I will not." Because not what these signs shall follow that. If you are the one to cast out demons, it's not you that they should cast out demons from. Am I getting to some people? Because you see, when Paul said, "I fought a good fight," it's not ordinary fight he fought. There are spirits that are stationed and they have vowed that you will never be a witness. And they come against us in different forms and ways and shields. Life, they use life to fight us. To rob us of the life. Life. Hey, what's that? I had a case in Loot then. During that, my passion. I gave birth to the child. The child died after a few hours. So the nurse that was attending to me in Loot came to me. Said, "Oh, are you the mother, the woman that gave birth to a child and died?" I said, "Yes." Said, "Oh, I hope you have not told anybody at home." I said, "I don't know whether my husband has told people." He said, "If he has not told anybody, tell him not to tell anybody." Said, "We'll arrange for a child for you." Said, "Tell him not to." These are things that will come, that come across people that make you to compromise life. People do that a lot. Why do they do it? What will people say? Yahweh, to cover shame. Not knowing that the real shame is for you not to lay hold on eternal life. Bible says, so that you are not ashamed when you stand before him. Life for life. She said, "Don't tell him not to tell anybody. That what will just discharge you. You will go home and tell them that the baby is in intensive care." In Loot, a senior nurse. That you tell them that the baby is in intensive care while we are arranged for baby. When the baby is ready, you come and carry the baby home. I said, ah! You know what I said? I said, koleto nye, honestly. I said, you know, hearts reach that. Eh? I said, I will now be living a lie all my life. Will I still be preaching eternal life when I know I have one baby? Tell your mommy to move to me, jigbe. I will be singing, "Ijo Allah money mommy for we raw Ijo Abia Mofe inso Abia Mofe Kulusa Abia Mofe inso." So the only thing I will have is Kulusa. Life pursuit will have finished because my conscience would have been defiled. I won't be able to live life with a free conscience. Do I know what Satan? That will even be a distraction. I'm saying Satan will fight you with life. When Paul said, "I have fought a good fight," you know, it is in milk. We learned some things that deliverance thing. We learned it very well from milk. So when I got to Lagos, deliverance was in the air. Everybody goes for deliverance, especially for marriage. And you know, I was now marrying on time. He said, "You go for deliverance, go and pray for your." I said, "Deliverance from what? Demons?" Mm-mm. I said, "It's not demon that is fighting me in this matter. It is God that is fighting me. The day God releases me, I will marry." "It's not demon." I said, "I am following Jesus. Why will demon not be determining when I will marry, whether I will marry or not?" These are faith towards God that helps you to beat some things. At every level, you have things to fight. And at every level, God brings provisions for that fight. He brings provisions. Wrong doctrine has, if you see people, one sister told me then, she's elder, she was older than me, and she was normal. She said she has done deliverance, so read me a bow. From laying on of hands. Say, read me a bow. That a lot of people are confused. They are deluded. They don't know what is happening, they don't know what to do. So I said, "Ah, Kishe, deliverance," he said. "Deliverance is not the answer." She said, "Hey, I was tempted to start a ministry for unmarried ladies then. Yeah, I was not married though, but I had peace." They were unmarried ladies, they were so disillusioned. "I wanted to start a ministry to begin to talk to our married ladies how to be at peace with God." It was my pastor that helped me. They said, "Helen, no, don't do it." I was so passionate. Because people were, they were just moving helter skelter there. Some people were leaving the faith, compromising, because they were not taught the right things at the right time. Milk, faith towards God. It was faith towards God I had, though. But you see, inside faith towards God, there are things that you are supposed to learn. There are things that you are supposed to partake of. There are things you are supposed to cooperate. Because inside milk is not rubbish. There are demands in milk that will bring you to some realities of the spirit. There are demands that if you yield to it, it was in milk, pastor, that more communion with the Holy Ghost that was real and genuine. Need no milk, ni? That you commune with the Holy Ghost and he's so real, he's so tangible. Abba, and the milk, ni, sir. Those encounters, they are to prepare you for the next level. They give you a growth that prepares you for the next level. You could relate with the Holy Ghost so well. Holy Ghost will talk to you. You will laugh. Ah, Holy Ghost. Ah. It makes the journey exciting. Aboro mi oye yin ni. A lot of us do this journey with gloomy faces. There is no excitement. Excitement pe mo le ba Holy Ghost or Holy Ghost le ba mi soro. Ah ah. Oh, you want more? If this can be happening to me, then I want more. You want to be more committed. I mean, you want to be holier. You want to be more consecrated because you don't want this to go. And it is just teaching. Teaching that you agree with, that you yield. Because in that teaching, there are demands there. There are demands in milk. Milk. Milky. Taman shebi. Milk produced those apostles. Tongwani, act of apostles. When they were going to choose men to serve tables, Paul said, choose among you seven men who are what? Of good report. Honest report. Milk no produce here. Kije meat. Because Paul had not come to the scene then. It was Paul that brought meat. It was milk. The Bible says they continued in the apostles' doctrine. Apostles' doctrine. Give me. God wants these things to be in our midst. As we are learning, he wants us to be churning out fruit of what we are learning. Our community of milk, those days you could see fruits. Men of honest report. Brethren who will not lie, you will cut their head neck. In Ondo then, those days of full gospel businessmen, there was a small community in this Ondo town then. Full gospel businessmen and SU. We were not much. But people who saw us, they noticed one thing. At least my mother, one thing my mother noticed. Then, say, Enyi Christian, Enyesu Isha. Love. Because we were practicing love towards all saints. We were from different churches, but that thing was so evident in our midst. Love towards all saints. Say, Enyi Christian, Isha, yes, you. She declared. Say, yeah, you love yourselves too much. Everybody love. You see somebody high coming to visit me at home. I was a student. Somebody who's already working, coming to check on me at home, coming to visit me. This love towards all the saints was being practiced. Then in our army, we were small.
For I have even a mouth for babies.
Yes.
I have a tongue for babies.
Mm.
I have a language for babies.
Mm.
I have a doctrine. Yea, a teaching for babies.
Mm-hmm.
It is the same me.
Mm.
For I have a tongue. Yea, even a tongue that I used to speak to babies.
Mm.
For if I don't speak even to your soul, but to raise it as a babe,
yes,
and from a babe even unto a child,
yes,
you will not get the next allocation.
Benny.
You will not get the best of me. For allow for me to feed you, even as a babe, it is not an insult for you to be a babe
at all.
It is not a disadvantage for you to be a babe.
Yeah.
It is only wrong when you remain a babe.
Yes.
If you are in a community wherein truth is being taught, do not deny. Yeah. Do not refuse. Yeah. Nay, do not disallow even my tutelage for you as a babe, for it is your right. For to hear me speak to you as a babe, and to hear me grow you from a baby of Christ, even to a child, and grow with all the right meals, grow with all the right spirit, grow with all the right senses, of your babyhood,
Benisa,
your childhood, be healthy in your childhood, for it takes a healthy child, even to see me as a man, even to fellowship with the meat of the word, even the doctrine of Christ.
Yes.
Do not play down on the milk. Do not talk down on the milk. Do not discourage those who are in that estate.
Don't talk down
in
them.
Your midst. Encourage them.
Benny.
Encourage them.
Eche.
The same way you have babies in your natural family.
Yes.
You cater for
you
them.
You pamper them. You peck them.
Cater for babies.
Peck them.
Cater for
kiss
children.
Them.
Cater for them. Love them.
Benny.
Encourage them.
Don't talk
give
down them.
Give allowance for their food.
Yes.
And give allowance for their faults.
Benny.
Because they will grow.
They will grow.
Will grow. For you will always have children.
Yes.
In your midst.
You will always have.
Cater for them. Cater for them.
Ah.
And don't discourage them.
Don't.
Because I am not discouraging them.
Lie.
I care for them.
Ben,
I
you.
Care for them.
Ah.
Say it the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we have to grow. We have to do this journey with excitement. Those are the things, when you give yourself to these things, you touch reality. Pastor, those days when I pray, because of a lot of milk, you pray, you just hear Holy Ghost say, see what you have denied me of. I say, Holy Ghost is like this? Because I saw him as vulnerable. You know, the way you make a man feel that is important, that you are talking to me, you're not talking to me for long, you have denied me of something. You know, macho, we don't... I began to say, Holy Ghost is like this. I was convicted because me, I'm strong. But he was so vulnerable. You see his nature. You see how he is. As a child with milk. With milk. You begin to touch the reality of the spirit. And that reality makes you to go for more. Hallelujah. So as a milk baby, Pastor, milk baby, they taught us, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. You see why I couldn't buy that deliverance message? I cannot buy it. When I got to, I said, this thing is coming too late. This doctrine is coming too late. I can't buy it again. I can't buy it again. I can't buy it again. So we were having crusade on campus. Eh? So we had crusade, and I was in counseling unit. So after crusade, people who are giving their lives to Christ, who want counseling, who want deliverance, they will break into groups. So they sent us to one group, and we were ministering deliverance. This lady started manifesting. She came from town. So we said, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Those were exercises of the faith of what we have learned. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. We were just doing one of the brothers went to the one ear and blew tongues in one ear. Another one went to the blew tongues in the other ear. The girl just like. Then we started singing and dancing. The blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. So the man that came for the crusade, the guest minister, now saw us and saw our folly. Said, what? You are giving so much attention to Satan. Said, look at what he's doing to you. The guy said, yes, now, because they don't know. The guy we were ministering to. Eh? So the man said, yeah, hey, boss, hey, come. All of you, yeah, come to one side. Say, foul spirit, you know I don't give my command two times. He said, yes, now. I will go. The guy that I've been doing like this. Say, I will go. Say, oh yeah, in the name of Jesus. Out. Within 2 seconds, it was out. Ah. I said, eh. I said, so what is the difference between the name of Jesus that me I called and the same name of Jesus that this man called? I said, Oluwa, until you explain the difference to me, I will never try this again. And I went, I meant it. My heart was seeking for something. I said, until you tell me the difference, I would never see only demon by my mama Lonnie. That was the beginning of search for reality. Not just hear it. We have heard it, but me, Omokwe, I had not heard it. I said, until I know what made this man say in the name of Jesus, go out. And me, I said, in the name of Jesus, go out. And the devil said, Ignorance. And I heard it. I know it. I can quote it. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. But I had not heard it the way I should hear it. It is that hearing that brings substance for that action. So I went away 2 weeks after. My own experience can be different from your own. But what I'm trying to say is that that learning at that stage helped. I was in my bed in the room and I heard a voice. He said, you know the problem? You were approaching Satan. That word just came. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I've heard it before. I can quote it, but now I'm hearing it. And that hearing was what brought faith. So when he quoted, I said, yes. He said, you were approaching the devil from the point of strength. When you were, he said, approaching from the point of defeat. He's defeated already. So in my name, he will come out. Now that was a real hearing that brings faith. So I got up. I said, oh yeah, bring me demon now. Bring me demon. Now bring me motijo, motijeng. That is milk. What we call big men of God in Lagos. That's ibere, ibere, knowledge, learning of God. Ibere niye for babies. It's for babies. Thorough teaching. Babies will rise and become healthy children. Who can take teaching of meat? Whom shall we teach knowledge? He that is what? Weaned from milk, drawn from breast. Some people never took milk, so you are not winning them from anything. You now want to put foundation of learning. Welcome, one mama, one Jesoribia, a day. You know, a Jesoribia, a day. They don't have capacity to take it. So, 2 weeks, my roommate, my friend said, we should go to a sports complex. Those of us that went to Ife, sports complex is where we go and shabrado, pray, cast out demons, do everything. So we said, I should follow her to go and pray for her roommate that has issues. So we went, we prayed. On our way going, I now saw this sister. And I saw brothers. They were casting out demons. I say, hey, come out in the name of Jesus. What is your name? The guy did. Do this one. So one brother went to the air, blew tongues. Another one went to the other air, blew tongue. Oh, he was sweating. The brother now removed his jacket. You know what the guy said? You will soon remove your shirt. You will soon remove your shirt. Ah! I looked. I behaved like that guest minister. Morifet, it's one say. You know why I'm saying this is? Very real. Very tiny. These are the things that push you, and it looks like you are delirious. No, you have laid hold on some kind of reality. You want more. So I said, hey, Joe, can you excuse me? She understand? Can you excuse me? They looked at me. What brothers cannot do. Sister wants to do. It's not whether you are a sister or you are a brother. What have you heard? What have you heard? Brothers, this calling to inherit eternal life is for both male and female. In Christ Jesus, there is neither male nor female. Don't cut down to your husband, though, because in marriage, there is husband, there is wife. Don't tell your husband, there is neither male nor female here. We are equal, we are both in Christ Jesus. Why are there any issue? So, I said, please, can you excuse me? They looked at me. I don't know. Somehow, they stepped aside. I said, foul spirit! I said, do you know that Jesus, having spoiled principalities and powers, do you know what he said? That's why I said I will not be using some languages. He said, stupid, idiot. What do I have to do with you, self? What do I have to do with you? No. He first said, my name. My name is Lucifer. So I said, okay, whatever your name is. There is a name above every other name. At that mention of that name, every knee shall bow. Said, stupid, idiot. Because I don't catch him. Say, stupid, idiot. That's why I made up my mind. I will never use that word. Stupid, idiot. It's a word of demons. It's demons that use those words. Now, how can a demon be using stupid, idiot? And me too, I'll be using stupid, idiot. I brought myself to the level of demons in here now. So she said, stupid, idiot. What do I have to do with yourself? I will go. I said, yeah, go. Immediately, the sister became conscious. She was okay. Finish. I don't want to tell stories in that area. In that area. Many. Just from learning faith towards God. So when I got to Lagos, and they say, hey, deliverance. This one is good for deliverance. I said, I look at them. I say, close your ear and deliverance. Hey, you know, you come out and deliver. You're the one who's supposed to be delivering people. Why are you the one that they are doing come out? In Jesus' name. That could not sway me. He couldn't move me. So I said, hey, deliverance. Hey, because one sister said, all these near misses, because maybe brother will come. And my spirit will say, he's not the one. No. Then they will say, it's a near miss. The brother goes, when I don't want to let go, God will help me to take the brother away. They'll say, it's near miss. I said, no, be near miss. No, be my husband. Don't go. Be that. I don't need deliverance for that. So they say, you know, you have a mindset. It's not a mindset. It's a spirit sense. I'm talking about tangibility of every allocation. God wants it to be real to you so that you have confidence to continue. Milk raises a child. Honest report. Full of the Holy Ghost. At the beginning, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. But some people went further to be full of the Holy Ghost. I call it ghosted. Ghost as a milk baby. You should know what it means to be ghosted. I mean ghosted. Ghosted. In the spirit, speaking with songs, hymns. Making melody in your heart to God. Baby Neo should want the Holy Ghost. How do you become ghosted? You yield to the demands. Because in that milk, there are demands. There are teachings. There are demands. When you do those demands, you lay hold on the reality of it. The level of the Holy Ghost inside you will rise. Am I talking to us?
Yes,
so when you get to that level, you yield to demands. You learn there, you learn love towards all saints. Love towards Emma Javi Shereo. In these times that we are in, we are entering the season of everlasting life. It's a season of loving the way God loves. High love. If I one of the things that they will need to see in us as we are learning, as light of everlasting life is coming to us, is high love. Because it's the realm of God. God is love. You can't say you know God and not love. Love at a higher level than charity. But you start learning it from loving what? All saints. Loving what? Hey, Holy Ghost has not dealt with you on that issue. Loving all saints. Whether they wear earring, they know wear earring. Whether they tie their hair, they love them. Loving them. Earring is not what makes them a saint. Hair tying is not what makes them a saint. Madam Elisha is here tonight. She lived in my house. She came in as an SU. She will not come to meeting without tying her hair. I'm sure she's somewhere now. She's not tying her hair again. She will tie her hair. She will not wear any. We begged her. We said, Madam, you are in the midst of people who are... Why are you like this? Why we were harassing her? We wanted to force our belief down her throat. One day, the Lord told me, said, leave her alone. Phile. She a ring. Love is just sent in. Abigail. Said, leave her alone. None. It is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. That is what she believes. And I left her alone. Continue to love her. Because she was very useful to me. In spite of her not wearing. People who wear earring cannot do what she does for me. Abe Raye. She will sit down. She doesn't miss meeting. After some time, I saw Madam Elisha. She started wearing boxer. Uchechi now wears trousers. With time, we never talked about it again. We're just flowing as brethren. May God help us. Yeah. Loving all saints. There's a particular church, pastor. That church, people quickly become pastor there. They quickly become pastor. And we didn't like it. So when you mention that person is a pastor of this church, the next thing is, are those ones pastors? That's the next one. Those ones are not pastors. What training did they go to? When you talk about pastors, don't mention those ones. We say freely, one day the Holy Ghost came and said, never in your life, never should you talk about them like that. Money master, Robert. Thomas, pastor, no one, yes or yes. Never. It was a strict warning. Looking down. You know the way we despise them. We look down there. We talk shakala about them. She pass along again. Don't ever. Whether they don't know anything. If their congregation say they are pastor, respect them as pastors. Me o tete bow to the thing o ti word. I repeated it a few times. You know, because things that have become part of us, they don't go at once. You have to exercise yourself in the understanding that the Lord is bringing to you before it becomes part of you. So you can fall 7 times after God instructs you. You can repeat the same thing. Because utimora utidibaraku. How do you come out of it? When the Lord shines light. When light comes, instructions come. You give yourself to it. It is loving all saints. Loving all saints. So you are careful. Now when they mention people who do deliverance, you are careful the way you talk down on them. Because the Lord showed me, loving all saints, we falter in this area. How many of us are free from this thing? You don't quickly recognize saints, except those who are in the same congregation with you. They are the ones you see as saints. Saints from other churches where they preach low preaching, you don't see them as saints. It is a holiness that God is requiring from us now, because we have journeyed a little beyond other saints. So those days of anamnesis, where we dedicated a session to discerning the body. So one of those days we were preparing, and I had a dream. I saw myself in the market, one market behind us in Akokaden. I saw myself, and I can't remember who asked for anybody who is born again here to raise up their hands. I just said, a question was asked me in that dream. Where is the body of Christ? Who are the members of the body of Christ? And that's Orishirishi. Alata di de, Eleno di de, Oni tomato di de, Oni pomon di de, Oni gbogbo won de. And the body of Christ, one be. And some of them, you can imagine the kind of churches they attend. The Lord was showing me, wait, this is my body. Discern them. Orishirishi. Alata, Eleno, Oni tomato, just. And in that dream, I knew that they were attending some kind of churches. But the Lord was showing me, said, this is the body. This is my body. Discern them. You don't know them by their profession. You don't know them by their church. Their spirits have been quickened, and they've been joined together with Christ in one what? He that is joined to the Lord is one what? Once we said, by one spirit we're baptized into one body. I'm sure we are repenting.
Holy, for my body is holy. For my body is holy. For my body is holy. For my body is the representation of my life here on earth. My body is holy. It is precious. It is precious. It is precious. It is precious. And I will yet open eyes. I will yet open eyes. I will yet raise men. I will yet raise men. Even I will yet raise men. Raise men. I will raise men. I will raise my men. I will raise men. I will yet raise men. Raise men of my body. Raise men and women of my body. Men who will be witnesses. Witnesses of my holiness. Witnesses of my beauty. Witnesses of my graciousness. Witnesses. I will yet raise my witnesses. I will yet raise my witnesses. Even men Man, who will show forth even the beauty of my grace, even the graciousness of my body. I will exalt even my body. I will yet exalt my body, even in these last days. I will exalt my body, and I will exalt it. I will bring it up. I'll bring it up. I will bring it up. I will bring it up. I'll raise it up. I'll raise it up. Even a blessed house. Even a blessed house. Even a house full of glory, full of grace, that all that see it may run into it. Even Gentiles will see, men will see and run into it. They will love the body again. Men will love the body again. Men will see the body as an exalted house, in its exalted estate, even seeing the work that the Lord has done, even an exalted house, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. God will help us. God will help us so that we don't despise the body. We love the body. It's anything you do to the body, you are doing it to Christ. Hallelujah. God will bring that understanding to us. So we know how to minister to the body. We know how to tend the body. Give what, you know, like that. The first prophet said, the same way we have natural babies, we carry babies, we kiss them, we know, peck them. When they wee-wee, you laugh, you smack the bumper, say, hey, Rojue. What did you say? Hey, Rojue. You clean the wee wee, put powder. Say, hey, jambu, modada. There are spiritual babies like that that needs to be attended to, like that, pampered. You change their nappies, you change their pampers, because they have a destiny. They have a destiny. They are just beginning their journey. The ones who have begun their journey for some time and have grown, they can commit babies into their hands and they will not kill the babies. Hallelujah. And every congregation must have babies. If not, we are not growing. Babies will be added to us and we have a location for them and they will grow. If not, if we don't attend to them, they will just be in our midst. Because they are not changing. Hallelujah. So, what I'm saying is, at every allocation, there are things that every allocation give to us, and there are expectations from the gifts, from the meal of every allocation. So you see babies, you see the peak of milk, you see those apostles rising, full of the Holy Ghost, with having honest report. Full of what? Honest men, honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Look at that. There is a wisdom in the Holy Ghost. There is a wisdom in milk that a child can display. Amen. Amen. What am I talking?
Tirba Tirbaswaniati Tirbaswaniasi Paparabana Tirbaswaniat Hirgabar Gabata Tirbasiania Mandeliati Mandeliati. For the mandate even upon my church is to raise babies unto children. Is to raise children unto men. Is to raise men, spiritual men, unto becoming fathers. For my house is a house of growth.
Growth.
My house is a house of change.
Amen.
My house is a house of food.
Yes.
Even food that are me.
Yes.
Even food that are in me.
Yes.
Even food that are delivered. Even through preaching and teaching of different curriculum of the gospel. Therefore, I say, pay attention to the gospel.
Yes.
And pay attention to growth.
Yes.
Even growth that are by my word. Mm. By my word. Mm. For you should grow from growth to growth.
To growth.
From growth to growth.
Yes.
So you fulfill my will.
Yes.
So you fulfill the intention of the church that at the end I will see a people who have become like me.
Yes,
like
sir.
Me.
Yes, sir.
Like me.
Yes, sir.
Like me.
Amen.
Like me. Saith the Lord.
Amen. So the gospel is all about becoming. Changing from level to level according to the allocation of meal that is given. Milk gives you a growth. You become a child. Ready for meat. Meat gives you a growth. It is meat that makes men. It takes children, make men. How does he make men? We are talking about, you know, being witnesses of the life of God. Meat, in meat, you inherit the life of Christ. How do you inherit it? They preach Christ to you. They teach you Christ. In the teaching of Christ, the Spirit of Christ is the Holy Ghost. So you play the role of the Spirit of Christ. That Spirit will supervise your change. And the way you become. You know, Paul said something to the Galatian Christians. He said, oh, you foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? That you do not what? You should not obey the truth. Obey what? The truth. Where is the truth found? He said, before you, Jesus Christ was evidently set forth, crucified among you. So he invested in teaching them Christ. That was Paul. He taught them. He said, before your eyes, Jesus Christ was what? Evidently set forth. Which means he presented Christ to them. And in presenting Christ, they were to encounter the truth that is in Christ. Because in learning of Christ, you have not so learned Christ. It so be that you have heard him, you hear him, you hear him from preaching, you hear him from leading. There is spirit involved in the raising of Christ. Because what you are raising is a spiritual man. Spirit is involved though. It is Christ that makes a man spiritual. If so be that you have heard him and you have been taught by him. Did you hear that? Yes. Taught by who?
By him.
How does he teach us? Preachers preach to us. But there is the person of Christ, the Spirit, that comes to teach you, lead you into the truth of Christ. When you have not touched the truth of Christ, you have not learned Christ. Because it is the truth of Christ that you are going to engage. He said, who has bewitched you that you should not obey? Everybody say obey.
Obey.
Say obey.
Obey.
The reason for the teaching of Christ and to engage the benefit of the teaching is that you obey. You must do what?
Obey.
You must do what?
Obey.
You must do what?
Obey.
What does obedience to the truth of Christ do to a man? It sanctifies. It breaks the power of sin and death. That one must take place in anybody that is learning Christ. That is when Christ, he said, my little children, whom I travailed in birth, until what? Christ be formed in you. There is no formation without obedience. What do they want? They want Christ. There is no formation, no formation without obedience. No formation. What is the formation? The laws of Christ now frame you. They delete the law of sin and death by obeying. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are what? Who walk. Who do what? Who do what? Who do what? There is walking involved in formation. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law, everybody say law.
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 Law. Law. If you don't come in contact with the law of Christ, it's called the law of the Spirit of life. It is there are these things that framed Christ. Has made me free. That is the essence of the gospel of Christ. To make you free from the what? Law of sin and death. A free man is a raised man. That is what they mean by being raised. When you are raised, you are quickened. You gain, inherit the life that is in Christ. How? Obeying the laws of sin and death. The laws of sin and death. The law in that realm we tarry. Not me so. Yeah. It takes time. It takes time to finish Christ. It takes time. It's a long the sanctuary, according to our daddy. The sanctuary is a longer tabernacle. Abeko is long. To detonate the law of sin and death. It's after law of sin and death has been removed that you become a man, a spiritual man, that you can respond quickly to God. To God, respond to God. You respond to Christ in the sanctuary. You respond to God in everlasting life because it's the realm of God. If a man is not spiritual, he doesn't have capacity to respond to God. Law of sin and death. They detonate it. Look at Paul. I was saying something about Paul. His journey. You discover that he was engaging things. He was not just preaching. He was engaging things. He said, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? How do you become free? He has engaged doctrine. He has used it to make himself free from the law of sin and death. Paul was a man that was pursuing becoming a witness. He said one thing. He said, I do something. He said, I bring my flesh under. How do you bring flesh under? I bring it into subjection. That is an apostle that Jesus Christ appeared to. He said, I see God flesh to fight with. And Jesus, I be Jesus, Paul. His eyes became blind. What an encounter. He saw a noonday, a light brighter than the noonday sun. But that didn't remove his flesh. He see our flesh to fight with. He said, I bring it. He didn't say, all of you know me, I don't have problem with flesh. Bring your flesh under. He said, me. I bring my flesh under. I've got flesh to deal with. I bring it into subjection. Lest after I preach to others. So preaching to others. Now, you know I'm preaching. I think I'm preaching this night. I'm preaching, y'all. I'm preaching. When I finish preaching, I still go and address my flesh. Bring it under. Bring it into subjection. Lest after I preach unto you, I become a castaway. What is castaway? It's not going to hell. To be castaway is to be disqualified from inheriting life. Flesh is a robber. Flesh will rob you of life. So you engage in... That was the business Paul was engaging in. What am I saying? After you grow as a child, the realm of Christ is to deal with sin, the law of sin and death, and make a man free to serve God. A man cannot serve God except he's made free from the law of sin and death. That is, he cannot yield to God. He cannot yield to the righteousness of God. According to Romans chapter 6, hallelujah. Sorry, you know that. You know, I'm a teacher of babes. I need to help babes. Sorry. I think that is one of the burdens of mothers. Mothers take care of babies. Fathers take care of the bogons. The bogons. But the babies must grow along with us. Must carry them along. They must experience, you know, God at their dimension. Holy Ghost, conjure the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will whisper to them. They will laugh. Holy Ghost, did you say this? It's good, though. It's good, though. It's good. That dimension, enjoy it very well. Amen. Amen. The demands of Christ will not be too hard on you. because you have enjoyed a dimension that you want. You this one, although it's looking strange, but it's good. If that one can be good, this one will be gooder. See, you understand? Amen. Give me from verse, is it 12? This is talking about how to make progress and how to become. You know what we are talking about is becoming. Becoming. Becoming a witness. Becoming a witness of eternal life. Romans chapter 6 just explains something to us. Let nothing therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Don't obey the lust of sin. Lust sin, neither yield. Neither do what? Yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But do what? Yield your members unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Yes. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Yes. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. God forbid you. When it comes to sin, God forbid you. All those extravagant grace, the sin you did yesterday, the one you are doing today, the one you will do tomorrow, is God forbid you. Is God forbid? God forbid. As far as sin is concerned, God forbid. Sin is a robber. Sin is a killer. Sin they kill. Righteousness exalts. Amen. 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 The fruit of righteousness is what? Is life and peace. Life and peace. What am I saying? I want you to engage doctrine that is committed into your hands. That is how to become. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey. Everybody say obey. Obey, obey is the key. To obey is the key, oh, to becoming. For be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is what? You become righteous by doing righteousness. His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death. Are you seeing that? Meanwhile, we are meant to be witnesses of life. So we cannot be sinning. We will witness death. Eh? Or of obedience unto righteousness. Yes. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. But ye have obeyed. This is very key. You have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered you. How do they deliver doctrine to you? Preaching of Christ. When Christ is preached, doctrine is delivered. When the truth of Christ appears to you, doctrine is delivered. Hallelujah. Ways of Christ are delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Laws of Christ. Laws of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus must be delivered to you at the ministration of Christ. Laws, laws, because you what do we obey? Is it not laws? We obey law. Law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That when you yield to, according to Romans chapter 8, when you yield to the flesh, you will die. If you live after the flesh, you will die. But if you through the flesh, do through the word, the spirit, mortify the deeds of the body, you will do what? You will live. To what? You will do what? You will do what? You will, what are we talking about? Is it not gaining life? Yeah. Hey, you gain life now. By mortifying the deeds of the body, you live. So in the realm of Christ, there is an amount of life you are supposed to acquire. And you acquire it by yielding to righteousness that is in Christ Jesus. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. To them that believe, to the Jews first, then to the Greeks. For inside the gospel of Christ, righteousness is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written. The reason for the revelation is that the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by that which is what? Revealed. They will live. They will live by what is revealed. They will live. They will live. You will live. You will live. You will live by what is revealed. Romans chapter 6. Being then made free. Being. You see, it's a continuous thing. Being is not one day. In fact, in the realm of Christ is very long. Being made free. From what? From sin. Ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members, we yielded our members plenty, plenty. Servants to what? Uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity. Even so now, yield your members, servants to righteousness. As righteousness is being revealed, you yield, you will be cleansed. You will be cleansed. You will be sanctified. And then you will be raised. As you yield to righteousness, as you yield to righteousness, there is sanctification. The righteousness of Christ, what is supposed to achieve in us, to cleanse us from laws of sin and death. Those are the laws that make us carnal. The laws of Christ will make you spiritual. You will think like a spiritual man. He said, when I was a child, how do we know children? The way they think. The way they understand. And they speak the way they understand. Eh? When you see a child, when they talk, you say, her mother don't say. Eh? A child does not have sense of what is right. That is what revelation of righteousness, what is right, does to us. A family friend was telling me, a friend came to their, to another friend's house. And the friend felt so free, you know, my friend's house, you are free, they bring food. You, if you come to my house, I bring food. I will talk about the food. What I used to cook it. It tastes nice. It's nice. It's good. Just taste it. I don't know. That's how we celebrate food in our house growing up. When we cook, there's one Urobo food, Ukodo. It's called Ukodo. We cook it in the morning like that with fish from Delta State. With chicken, live chicken. So all of us, our family, when we celebrate food, Amasa Ukodo. Ukodo Ukodo. Ukodo Ukodo. That's how we, before we eat it, we'll be, you know, Ukodo Ukodo. Ukodo Ukodo. Okay, what is it called? Akunkoro. Akufufu. We make it ourselves. When we hit it, Akunkoro. So if you come to my house, I lay a table before you. I will tell you everything about it. We eat it with excitement. We don't eat it with sorrow. So this man went to his friend's house and they laid food before him. Innocently, the way you eat in your friend's house. I won't give up. Oh, no, a little money. This one is serious. What did you put in? You know, jokingly, and he was eating it with relish, not knowing that the friends were not good people. When he went, they were now talking, and their child was there. Wait, look at the way he was eating like a pig. There are people like that, they are not good. That's not a good, not even before a child. And it's not as if he doesn't have food to eat in his house. He came to share fellowship with you. And you now said he's eating like a pig. So the child, a child, I say a child, you know a child by the way a child talks, by the way the child thinks. So the next time, the friend came to the house. They said food. The child came and said, are you not eating? Eat now. Shebi, you eat like a pig. That's a child. That's a child. Say yes. I said, my parents say you eat like a pig. Oh, yeah, eat. Like, eat. I want to see how pigs eat. That's a child. That's a child. That's why you don't say everything before a child. He doesn't know how to keep secrets. He doesn't know how to talk. That, so that he doesn't have a sense of what is right. That is what, when we are children, we don't have a sense of what is right according to the standard of Christ. And that's what makes us children. So when God wants to heal our childishness, he brings revelation of righteousness. What is right in the realm of Christ, he will teach us. then we begin to think rightly. That's where they knock out vanity. Vanity is a thought. It's an understanding. It's as a result of darkened understanding. That's why Paul told the Ephesian church that henceforth, walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened. Eh? Being what? Alienated from life. Are you seeing life? Life. Alienated from life because of darkened understanding. So in the realm of Christ, they open our understanding so that we can do what is right and end life. So that kind of friend, what do you think can heal that animosity? Everlasting righteousness. We are in the charity, my fellow healer. He has to go higher. That Jesus will talk to him, say, it is my law, my commandment. Forgive your brother and love your brother as if he never did that. You know he must forgive. It's a must. It's a odun amadunyo pig ke pig. It's painful. But you see, no matter how painful a thing is, it is a commandment. It's a demand. You must, mama say, okpo, okpo, but you must forgive. Is it not life you are looking for? You will make progress. You will make progress. You must forgive from your heart as if it never happened. And relate. Me, Jesus, we have to instruct me. Make sure when you get there, they give you food. Make sure you eat too. I know it looks like what the Lord will say. Don't behave as if you heard anything. Eat and thank them. Eat and thank them. Me, I will eat. Oh, but I can use that to say, oh, you girl, come on, let's play more than one young pig. I have to be eating this food small, small. Then they will get it that, Junior, till all sorrow. Some of us are not too holy. Somebody like me, I'd rather say, Junior. And high holiness takes that you keep it, you don't talk about it. And you behave as if it didn't happen. God will let. That's where we are going. What do you want to witness before? You want to witness love. Is it not love you want to witness? Eternal life is love. They will train us. They will train us. You won't know when you do it. My husband too is a trainer. When I say, this thing do me. Let me. I want to talk about. Say, you mean you cannot overlook it? It's another trainer God positioned by my side. Say, this thing is painful, sweetheart. How can somebody say this kind of thing? Say, you think you cannot take it? You can't overlook it. Say, we have to. You say, we have to walk in high love. You say, high love. And it's going high love. Un lo niyan ya said is o. To ba wu e ko gba to ba wu e lo se flesh. That's him. He can take igbakugba. Ha. You just say high love, sweetheart. Me, I've made up my mind though. High love. High love. Say you can overlook it. Are you saying you cannot take it? Are you saying you don't have enough stature to take this and behave as if it didn't happen? And relate normally. Oh. I'm still on a journey. I will get there. High love. At times, high love, look at you and say, this man, you are learning kulija. It took me time to know that it is high love is practicing. High love. Your flesh will tell you, don't go to that house again. You seal yourself in debt. That's what your flesh will tell you. When you see the brother, he run. It's death that is walking, no? So that brother I would never go to. And the Holy Ghost will come when he wants to train us. I like him. I love him. He's helping us. So, say, your brother, oh, Tia, baby, let's join. Say, which brother? You will ask him, which brother? You know who he's talking to you about. You know he's talking to you about. Eh? He's training us. This training is very necessary. If you are going to embody, you must obey their laws to become what they are. One of my friends, one day abused me. She's used to abusing me and insulting me. It's just a baraku. And she enjoys doing it publicly. So that others who might want to respect me, they would discover that this person is nothing. There's nothing good about this person. Though. So when she greets everybody, she will not greet me. I'll greet her. Ah, she said, hello. Miss Nobody. So one day we were discussing about a few of us. She insulted me. He insulted as if there's something in her that says she must insult me. Ah, who do me? Do me, go, do me. So I left there. I went to church. In my mind, I had made up my mind. I have to give this person space. You know, it's good to give somebody who is insulting you space. That's my mind. I want to give the person space. And me, I want to. And you want to embody life. You are giving people space. As I was coming back from church, you know what the Holy Ghost said? He said, won't you go and check on your sister? And don't say, Bumilosan. Won't you go and check on your sister? What is check? Normally, I don't check on her when I'm coming from church. Why is it that day that she abused me in the afternoon that they will say, go and check on your sister? You know what? They are trying to make you a child. In malice, be children. In understanding, be men. They want to make you, don't let that thing that happened in the afternoon go over to the next day. Forget it and behave like a child. Because you know, in the realm of everlasting life, children, low and bare, that's where they make us little and little and little and little. They configure us by laws. So he said, won't you go and check on your sister? My sister, Tobumiloso. She doesn't stop her from being my sister, Ujare. That is what you should understand. Grudgingly, I went. I was in pain, but I went. When your pain, go in pain. No? In fact, you can be crying and be going, but make sure you go. Maybe you want to embody. Cry, but go. Those are things you fight. Your self-worth. You come down. To obey that kind of commandment, you are coming down. You are fighting your height in the flesh. Because when you feel rubbished, it's because you are very high. If you are not high, you will not feel rubbished. You are somebody. You are something. See, you understand? So the Lord will lead you. When you are learning Christ, they are learning to make you meek and lowly. Those are the things we learn in Christ. So the Lord said, go and check on your sister. Even my sister self is not expecting me to come and check on her. See, you understand? She will feel strange. Kilonwa mutibuloson, kilonwa lale in my house. Night for that matter, not afternoon. So I had to fight all those things, how she will react, how she's thinking, how she's everything. I fought it. I obeyed that voice. I got there. Go, go, go. Who is that? I said, it's me. Who? Helen. She came and opened the door. I said, I came to check on you. They killed me, killed something. So I came to check on you. Say, Peleo. He didn't change their behavior the following day. But me, I've obeyed the law. I've killed something. I've learned something. That is the right way. That is righteousness. right way to behave in such a situation. When I don't go, I lock myself in debt. Another time, I saw her, she just bought a car. I've never seen her drive before. So she was driving past. And I didn't know you have become an... That's the person that abused me all the time. I didn't know you have become an international driver. She just looked at me like that and drove off. You know what the Spirit of God said? That is your sister. You know what they are trying to? They are trying to change my thinking pattern. She's not less my sister because of the way she behaved. They want you to think right. Think right. When you think right, you will behave right. When I was a child, I thought as a child. I understood as a child. Our understanding is darkened. They need to enlighten it so that they bring us right thoughts. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. My husband says I'm a technician. I've done the work of a technician tonight. You know, engineers have worked. Technician has come. Now the technician goes to the root and to the knot. Co. You're not even anywhere. Romans chapter 6. So what am I saying? I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members, servants to what? Uncleanness. To iniquity, even so now yield your members to right. How do you yield to righteousness? Righteousness is revealed. It's revealed. You learn it from preaching and teaching. You learn it from the Spirit leading you also. Leading. There is no perfecting of righteousness without leading of the Spirit. It's the leading that will help you to practicalize it, to make you apply it. Leading. The Spirit will instruct you after you have heard preaching. We can hear preaching and we don't know how to live. The Spirit comes to make it applicable to our everyday life. How would I have thought that after somebody abused me in the afternoon, I should go to her house in the evening and check out on her? Say, I came to check on you. I would think that is being extreme. Meanwhile, the Lord wanted to kill something inside me. He didn't want something to register. So he wanted to expire it. And the only way you can expire it is work against it. So the Holy Ghost will lead you against your constitution, your configuration. They have to lead you against it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And as you are doing it, you are becoming. Something is dying, something is rising. Something is dying, something is rising until you. Christ is fully formed in you. Christ is not formed in you until you have done Christ that you have learned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, for when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Yes. What fruit had he then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is what? Death. 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 Yes. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God. So you cannot serve God until you have been made free from sin. Serving God there is the realm of everlasting life. Obeying everlasting righteousness. Hallelujah. Ye became what? Servants to God. Ye have your fruit unto holiness. So you become holy again, holier than the holiness of Christ. When you serve God, you become what? How do we become holiness? We serve righteousness. We obey righteousness. We obey the one in Christ. It sanctifies us, makes us holy. Amen. Then you can now be servants to God. You obey everlasting righteousness. And the end, everlasting life. Are you seeing something? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? So eternal life is conferred after you have fully done the work of everlasting life. Jesus said, I finished the work. What was he doing? Finishing the work. He was obeying.
righteousness after righteousness, righteousness after righteousness. As the Father was revealing, he was obeying. He was obeying. His obedience, his yielding was raising him. He was gaining life. He said, thou shalt quicken me by your commandment. For your commandments are what? Life everlasting. He was being quickened. He was fully quickened. He became an everlasting man. He was now calling for eternal glory. The glory I had with you before the world began. Because he finished the work, he was able to call for eternal glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will finish our work.
Amen.
We are at different levels of work. We are all at different levels of work. Some need to work in the milk. Some have just begun the work of Christ. Some are the middle of their work of Christ. Some are getting to the end. Some are about to burst into everlasting life. I don't know. Some might have finished. But you see me, so I don't even know which level of work I am now. Maybe my husband knows. I don't know which. Where do you think I am? Which work? Maybe I'm just beginning Christ. Eh? Pastor, maybe you know me. We know ourselves. I don't know. But at whatever level you are, yield to the demands. That's how to make progress. Obey. 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 You make progress. Don't ever be tired of learning. You learn. Ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and you have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. In the realm of God also, you learn. Because there is the knowing of God. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Let's begin to thank him tonight.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadie by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.